الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال الله عز وجل في شأن حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه والصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Complete perfection, glory and submission is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our nourisher, our protector. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his beautiful, purified family and upon the illustrious companions and upon all of those whom follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, youngsters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this blessed and noble day of Jumu'ah. And may this attendance become a means for our purification, for our guidance, for our pardon and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. Previously on Jumu'ah, we began our discussion on relationships. And at the core of every single relationship is the source of love. And if you want your relationship to be successful with your parent, with your spouse, with your sibling, with your family members and friends, and even your colleagues and the people that you work with, and the people in your community and society, then it must be based on some form of love, respect. And we discussed how the most important relationship that we have and often overlook is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lack of sincerity leads to the lack of love and leads us to distance ourselves from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed that love itself is a universal language, irrespective of your gender, your culture, your ethnicity, where you were born, what time you were born. All cultures, all individuals understand the language of love. They understand it through people's words, through their actions, through their feelings, through their emotions, through their lives. We all speak the language of love in some way or form. Some people like to say it, I love you all the time. Other people just like to hug or maybe a kiss. Other people may like to just to express it in a different way by staying quiet or by giving gifts. Or by being close to each other, or just giving a tap at the back, different ways and expressions of love. We all do it, but in our own unique way. And although we do it in our unique way, it's also very important to understand whether the person understands what we are trying to express. Because often what we say and what is understood is very different. And what we feel and what we say is also very different as well. And what we think and what is understood is also very different. So we need to make sure that what we are feeling, what we are thinking and what we are saying all comes to the same conclusion. And that person actually understands that we are trying to express a form of love. As human beings, we are all designed by the fitrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive love. We receive love in the womb of our mothers. We receive love from the time that we come into the world. We receive love from our family and siblings, we receive love from the world, we receive love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and consequently we give that love out back to our mother, father, siblings, parents, family members, etc. This is how we're designed to take love and to give love back. But during our lifetime, often what happens is we begin to substitute the pure love that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that pure love that brings us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we substitute it with something else or someone else. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. We discussed this previously on Jumu'ah, that we begin to substitute the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, the love of our deen, and we begin to substitute with our love for ourself, for our nafs, for our desires, for our whims. We substitute it for the love of the dunya, the love of power, of wealth, of control, of might, of influence. This is what we begin to do. We substitute it with someone or something else, and this is where our downfall occurs as a result. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly expresses His love. And this is a very important thing for us all to understand as youngsters and also as elders, because we may not necessarily express our love. I know that our elders, they very rarely ever said, "Puttar, I love you." It just didn't happen, because our parents weren't designed like that. They never said, "Oh, I love you," you know. That just wasn't their way. But now the newer generation, they do express their love. But if you look back to the Sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ would always express his love for the Sahaba, for those that were around him. "I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you for who you are." They openly used to express that and express their love towards their family members. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us something very, very crucial in our lives. If we want to be successful and sound and have a meaningful relationship with our partners, our spouse, our children, we need to express our love through our words, through our actions, through our understandings, through our relationships, through our interactions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the whole Quran, if you look at it, it's a dialogue, it's a discussion, it's a word of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. You know, when you don't love somebody, what's the natural thing that you do? You stop talking to them. You start ignoring them. You don't have a conversation with them. And if you do have a conversation, it's very short and snappy and the fault, you know, stay away. But when you love somebody, you just sit with them for days and weeks and months and years on end. You wait for them to say something, and you take that one word or one sentence or one poem or one share or something that they said, and you keep it with you for the rest of your life, and you live on that particular thing. Imagine this, the entire Quran is a conversation of love from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Creator to His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses this love again and again. "Inna Allaha yuhibbul mutawakkilin." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who rely upon Him. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love somebody who comes to you whenever they're in difficulty, comes to you for help and assistance and guidance, you love it. You love to be needed and wanted, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that "I love when you rely upon me." Allah's love increases for you. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do good, do ihsan, carry out excellence, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do excellent deeds, try to do the most beautiful of deeds. When you express your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come in the best of clothes, come with the best of wudu and ghusl, with the best of perfumes, in the best of manners, in the best form and intention, and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show your perfection and excellence and stand before Allah. Allah loves this. He loves when you do ruku in the best of ways and you stay there, and then you stand up and then you relax your muscles. He loves this. He loves it when you submit to Him and surrender to Him, and you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, not Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, and then get back to it. No, that's not love. When you love somebody, you take your time to speak with them, have a meaningful conversation with them. This is what ihsan is. This is what beauty is. So Allah loves it when you turn to Him. Allah loves it when you beautify your actions for Him. And these are all very important parallels that we need to understand. That if you want to be successful in your relationship with your wife, with your parents, with your siblings, with your own children, turn to them and know that they are welcome and that they can approach you and that you will give whatever you can to them. Do the best that you can for them, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. Has Allah ta'ala not given us the best of statues? the best of bodies, the best of eyes and mind and hands and faculties and organs and all of these things, the best of worlds throughout the entire cosmos. There's billions and billions of stars and trillions, but how many are habitable? Here we are in the best of worlds, under the beautiful skies, in this beautiful world. وَأَحْسِنُوا, do good, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done good towards you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do tawbah, love those who repent, love those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purify themselves. If you want to have a meaningful relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to accept and acknowledge your mistakes and your errors and the things that you have done. You have to do that sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Him. You have to purify your heart and your intention and your actions and then continue to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a key lesson for us all in our relationships. That your wife, your husband, your siblings, your children, your family members, your neighbors, your cousins, the world, the society, everyone will wrong you in one way or form, by doing something or by not doing something. They will. This is a natural way of human life. But what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is to forgive them, to forgive them, to pardon them, to overlook them, and then for us to purify ourselves and enable them to purify themselves, and for us to have this meaningful relationship. Not, I'll only be good to you when you are good to me, but I'll still be good to you even in spite of you not being good to me. This is the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to teach us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who carry out equity and justice in their actions and in their interactions with one another. That even though you might be somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody powerful, but when it comes the time for you to do adl and justice and insaf, you do it. You don't look at the gender, you don't look at the particular age, you don't look at their background and their ethnicity. You do adl according to the sharia, the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are righteous, who are pious. And do you not love those people who are sincere towards you? Of course you do. A person who is horrible towards you, his heart is full of rancor and hatred and animosity, you're not going to smile at them all the time and hug them and have so much care and concern for them. You're going to say, Dafaro, Pichero, and stay away from me. But those people who are righteous, those people who are honest and upright, you love turning towards them and you love welcoming them and being appreciative towards them. To have that taqwa with your relationships with one another. وَمَا دَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَقَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who are patient. And relationships take time. They take time. They will take your entire life for you to make them meaningful, for you to make sure that you express yourself and people understand what you want from your life. So inshallah al-Aziz, we will continue with this relationship and how to express love and understand love and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses His love in His words and His actions towards His creation, and how we can take all of these beautiful things and steps and implement them in our life towards our loved ones, towards our family members and our siblings, and make our relationship more meaningful inshallah al-Aziz. Today, alhamdulillah, we have the opportunity to welcome Hafiz Sami Muhammad Akbar. Inshallah, he'll be coming and doing a short speech and reminding us about the importance of reflection, inshallah. And this is very important for us to give our new generation the opportunity to come forth, to gain experience and knowledge, and inshallah, al-Aziz, to get the confidence to lead us for in the future as well.